purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of matzah? Can he kill two birds with one stone? Can he be out to the mitzvah of matzah and the mitzvah of ma'aseh sheni with the same matzah or not? So the Gemara says it's a machlekes. Omer Abasi, two lines from the bottom of Lamed Zayin in the base. Omer Abasi, he says it's a machlekes hatanoim. There is a famous dispute in the Mishnayos whether ma'aseh sheni is mamon bailam or ma'aseh sheni is mamon gavoya. When you have ma'aseh sheni that you bring to Yerushalayim, so the halacha says that the farmer is allowed to eat it. So does it belong to the farmer? It's mamon bailam. Or should you say no? The pasuk says v'chal ma'isa haaretz min pri haaretz. The end of Vayechumish Vayikra. V'chal ma'isa haaretz min zera haaretz min pri haaretz kodesh l'Hashem. I think such a pasuk next to the last pasuk in Vayik in B'chukaisai, or it's one of the very last pesukim. One of the very last pesukim in Chumash Vayikra. So it's called kodesh l'Hashem. So that leads Rab Meir to believe that ma'isa sheni is not mamon bailam at all. It's a halig azach and it belongs l'Hashemayim, and it's mamon gavoya. Pasuk Lamed, the last pasuk in Chumash Vayikra is Lamed Dalet. So it's the fourth pasuk from there. And fifth pasuk from there. The Chamaisa writes, Mizera writes, Mpriha writes, Lashem Hu, Kodesh Lashem. Says twice, Lashem Hu, it belongs to Hashem, and it's Kodesh Lashem. What do you mean, Lashem Hu, Kodesh Lashem? So Rab Meir says that Maisa Sheni is Mama Gavoya. Rashi writes, it belongs to the Ebeshter, or Mishulchonoi. You're eating like Mishulchon Gavoya Kazocha. It belongs to him, and he's inviting you, he's. The Rebbeinu Shlom is giving you permission to eat his ma'aseh sheni. So it's a machlekes hatanoim. What's the nature of ma'aseh sheni? Is it mama gavoya or is it mama ba'al? My nafkamina. So the famous nafkamina in the Mishnah Kiddushin, a man is mekadosh and isha with ma'aseh sheni. So if the ma'aseh sheni is mama ba'alim, if it belongs to the farmer, so it's his. It's like a ring, so he can be mekadosh and isha. There's no halacha l'moshe nisina that you need a ring. Kesef or shavu kesef is good. So the ma'aseh sheni is shavu kesef. But if you hold the ma'aseh sheni is mama gavoya, so then you cannot be Mekadosh and Isha. It doesn't, Parshat Pshat, it doesn't belong to the farmer, so it's not his to give
it's
away.
To eat. It's only
yeah.
to eat.
You only have permission to eat it.
You say, since he can exchange it for the money, but Sata Kasa Biyadeko.
He can be paid.
So right. Once he can do that already, it's not Gavoya. It's already down one step.
That's the Machlekes Satanai. That's the Machlekes. So it's Machlekes Hamer Virab Yudah. So usually 95% of the time, Machlekes Hamer Rab Yudah, Allah Kerab Yudah. The Gemara says in the first parak in Erevin, the Rav Meir, when he gave a shiur, was so sharp, he would give panim lakan and panim lakan. He'd give 25 reasons why it's also 25 reasons why it's mutter, with a pilpul to be marked for everything. The Talmidim walked away, they didn't know what his opinion was. And at that time, the Talmidim, the Tukuf and Satanah, the Talmidim liked to hear halacha l'mais. Today, if you have a Rebbe give a shiur halacha l'mais, the Talmidim would leave. They want to hear. They want to hear only pilpul, all the logical possibilities. So the Gemara says Rav Meir lost all of his Talmidim, so when it came the next generation to vote what the Psak Halacha is, so hardly anybody held like Rav Meir, because they all left Rav Meir because he gave too much pilpul. So the Gemara says in Erevin in the first parak, we rarely pass like Rav Meir. Rav Meir Rav Yudah Halacha Rav Yudah, Rav Meir Rav Shimon Halacha Rav Shimon, Rav Meir Rav Yosef Halacha Rav Yosef. Whenever Rav Meir disagrees with somebody, he usually loses, and this is one of the few exceptions to the rule, that Rav Meir Rav Yudah Halacha Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya. And the halacha is like him, and the Gemara says because you have Stam Mishnayis like that, that say that Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamon Gavoya. That if you're Mekadosh and Isha with the Ma'aseh Sheni, she's Zeinu Mekudeshes. And that's how we assume is Pshat in the Pasuk. V'chal Ma'aseh Haaretz Mizera Haaretz Mipehiretz Lashem Hu, Kodesh Lashem is Mamon Gavoya. So Rav Asi makes a comment here in Psochem on Daf Lamed Zayin on a base that this Machlekes Rameh Rav Yudah Chaptan Afkemine Benegeh Te Esrig. On the first 2 days of Sukkot, you have to have Shalochem. So what if I have an estrig orchard, I have an estrig field, and I'm mafrish, it's a ma'aseh sheni year, the first year and the second year is ma'aseh sheni, the third year is ma'aseh rani, the fourth year and the fifth year is ma'aseh sheni, and the sixth year is ma'aseh rani. So 4 years out of the Shemitah cycle is going to be ma'aseh sheni. So let's say the farmer has an estrig of ma'aseh sheni. Is that called shalachem or not? So the Gemara says it depends. If you're all like Rab Meir, the Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya, so it's not called Shalachem. So it's no good for the first 2 days of Sukkot. And if you're all like Rabbi Yudah, the Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamon Bailam, then it would be considered Shalachem. So we pass like Rabbi Meir, so it's no good.
That's not
Liachla,
you tell me.
Does
the Ma'aseh Sheni have to be eaten?
It is Liachla.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't know what you said.
What's not?
Ma'aseh Sheni, you have to
food
to eat.
Yeah.
You're using an
Esrom
for a
I'm going to eat it later also. After I finish the mitzvah, I'm going to eat it up too. After Sukkot is over, it will be hooked to the mitzvah, so, and then I'm going to eat it after Sukkot is over.
Because there's a difference between Esther and Matzah.
What if you don't eat the Esther? Matzah, here you're going to survive. Okay. Yourself. Yeah. It's a difference. So here also, after Sukkot is over, then he plans to eat. You're not allowed to be mafsid Maaseh. You're not allowed to take the Maaseh Sheni, make it hooked to the mitzvah, so, and ruin it, that it'll never be edible. Then everybody would agree that you're not Yaisa. So the Gemara assumes over here, during the duration of Sukkot, it'll be hooked to the mitzvah. So after Sukkot is over, I'll eat it. The only question is it Shalachem? For the first 2 days, you need Shalachem. So Rav Asi makes a statement, it depends on the Machlekes, Rav Meir and the Chachamim. And we paskin like Rav Meir in Kiddushin. At the end of the second paragraph, we paskin the Maaseh Sheni is Momo Gavoya. So you're not Yaitzi, it's not called Shalachem. Then the same Rav Asi says, what if I have matzis of Maaseh Sheni? I have Maaseh Sheni grain, and I made flour, and I baked the matzis out of it, and I take it to Yerushalayim. I want to eat it Bikdushin Tahara on Leil Pesach.
Yeah.
To be yaitzah the mitzvah of matzah with the matzah shel Maaseh Sheni. So Rav Asi, the Amora, says that this also depends on the machlokes Rav Meir and Rabbanan. If the din is like Rav Meir, the Maaseh Sheni is mamon gavoya, then it's not shalachem, so it's no good. If the din is like the chachamim, then Maaseh Sheni is mamon bailam, so it is shalachem.
Does the matzah have to be shalachem?
Oh, so the Gemara, in fact, Akash, Rushdeit and matzah need shalachem. Rav Asi says like that. So the Gemara says, "Maski for Rav Papa." This is Rav Papa. So Rav Papa, in fact, Akasha, who state that you need shalachem? By Yesterday it says, "Olakachtem lachem ishalachem," that you need shalachem on the first 2 days of Sukkot. But where does it say, "Ala matza miksiv matza aschem"? So then, state a pasuk that you need shalachem. So Rav explains that Rav Asi's din is based on a pasuk. Rav Asi holds that you do need shalachem. Hazayit the gazof. Rav Asi holds you need shalachem. So the Taz raises a problem in Shulchan Aruch when you have guests who come over for the Seder. So the Balabas bought all the matzahs. Then it tells those matzahs to all of the guests. He has to tell everybody, I have an estrig. Let's say the family has one estrig. And he has other people there visiting by him. He has to say, I give it to you, matana manas lahachzir. Here, you don't give a matana manas lahachzir, but you have to say, I give it to you, a matana, it should be shalachem, that you should be yotzei the mitzvah. If you don't give it over, so it's not shalachem, toidach nish. So the Taz is Moir the Shaila. Oh, so the Taz gives the answer. That's what he answers. That when you invite guests to your home and you put food in front of them,
you give it to them.
So it's understood that you're makna the food to them. That the, whatever is placed in front of them, it's understood that it's akna. The Shaila is that really true? In Ebenezer, there's such a discussion. Let's say I invite guests to my home in the middle of the week. And then they're sitting and eating the food. And then they want to be, the, one of the guests wants to be Mekadosh and Isha. So he takes some of the food and he gives it to my daughter, he gives it to another girl, and he says, Hareya Mekadosh Asli, Bibos Azeh. So is that Shalachem? Or Pshat is no. All of the food on the table belongs to the Balabas.
Right.
He gives you permission to eat it, that there's no Lysigza, let's say you sit on my chair, or you sit on the sofa. So I give you the chair, it belongs to you, the chair is still mine, the sofa is still mine. There's no Isik Zela. I gave you permission to sit on it, so there's no Isik Zela. I said it would be Zela, Isik Zela of Shol Shalami Daz Gazlahari. Someone uses my property without permission, that's an Isik Zela, Shol Shalami Daz Gazlahari. If I give him permission, so there's no Isik Zela. So the same over here, if I give you food to eat. So if you come into my house and eat up the food without permission, that's outright Zela. It's worse than Shol Shalami Daz. So you're not even going to give it back. He's eating the food and it's goodbye. I'm not going to get it back. But if I give you, I invite you and I give you permission to eat, so that takes off the Yisig Zela. But Verzok, then it's a Haknoah, so an Ebenezer.
But Miyash, if I give you food, I know I'm not going to get it back, because why? If you don't eat, I'm going to spill it. I'm going to eat what, if you only eat a quarter of a spoon. So therefore, I'm Miyash, it's not mine anymore.
No, that's
not what I put on your plate.
That's the Shaila. Is he Maknet? Are you Maknet to the guest?
If I'm Miyash, then it's Hefka.
No,
not necessarily. When I take the garbage out of the basement.
The first is because if I put soup on your plate, right, and you eat a quarter of a spoon, I'm not going to use it anymore. I'm going to pull it out, so therefore...
Let's say I have a dog or a cat, so I'm going to take the leftover soup and I'll give it to the cat.
Yeah.
A person won't eat it. When I leave it in the basement in the garbage, then you can say I'm after it.
But most of it they do. I'm going to go off.
When he leaves over, I will ultimately be mafkir. But the shot is when I just place the food in front of the guest. Am I maknet? Let's say I leave it in front of the guest and he doesn't touch, he doesn't eat anything, so I won't put it back into the pot.
Especially Watson.
He didn't touch it. He didn't touch it yet.
To eat it, to consume it.
Right.
So now, what if I consume them either?
Yeah, but not to give
or
away.
Or I do something else. So I put it in my pocket and I sell them.
No. That's the shaila. When I put it in front of you, is it implicit that I'm ma'aseh to you, that it's not a shalachem?
Yeah, because I'm allowed to eat it. He can charge me for it.
It's only for eating it, but not for
no, no, cannot charge.
So if he cannot charge me for
it's
it,
a matana, yeah.
It's a matana.
That's the shaila. Is it a matana, or is it really mine, but I give him permission, so there's no isa lo isa exalt?
Can't be yours, but it's not like a
cup. So that's a shaila and evidence. Give him a ton, you have to make a kinyan?
No, baby.
Without who's das? Without who's das?
You have to have somebody else to be magnet for him.
No, he has to be kind. He has to have a magnet. Okay. If I put it in his chutz, we have to put it on my table, on my plate, on my table, I put it in front of him. So he's not kainah yet, so you mean when he picks it up, when he picks up the matzah, he's kainah. So that's what the Taz says. But in Ebenezer, it's not so muskum. It's a machlekes, whether what the yumdin is, that you assume that whenever you give food to the guests, you intend to be makna the food to the guests, or not really, you just give them permission to eat your food, so the permission removes the isolated signal. I'm inviting all the guests to come and eat my food.
So you're giving
it.
Which act are you giving them?
That's the question. Am I giving it or am I giving them permission to eat my food?
If I put a dozen rolls on a table, he only eats six, and I think back to six, he has to make, he has to mock them and back to me.
No, put on the table, he didn't. Wasn't kind of yet.
When he picks it up.
Maybe? That's the question. Is there a hakno or not? So the Taz is more the shaila when you have guests. What happens to shalachem and eat shalachem? So the Taz claims that when you put the food in front of the guests, that's an implicit haknoah. It's self understood that you're makhtin to them. Others are ma'ar that it's not a self understood haknoah. So the shaila is, but the Gemara says you need shalachem. The vas vet zayin with the shalachem. So the Rav used to say, and the Rav printed like this, the Rambam Shita solved the whole problem. Why was the Rambam? The Rambam in Hilchas Chametz and Matzah writes that a matzah gzula is no good. And he says the reason why it's no good is because mitzvah bo abaveh, just like an esrog gozel, a lulav gozel is no good. The Gemara says because mitzvah bo abaveh. So the Rambam writes that a matzah gzula is no good, mitzvah bo abaveh. You look in the Rosh doesn't refer you to the Rambam. The Rosh had a Rambam. The Rosh doesn't refer you to the Rambam. But the Rosh writes, a matzah gzula is no good because you need shalachem. The Gemara said you need shalachem, that's why it's no good. So it's the chapela and the Rambam. Why did the Rambam have to go give a reason mitzvah babaveir? And not everybody agrees to the din in mitzvah babaveir. It's a machlokes in sukkah and lulavah gozel. The Rambam should have quoted this Gemara that you need shalachem. So the Rav used to say that the Rambam apparently understood pshat and the Gemara differently. Not that you need shalachem. The Gemara toch gefrekt akashem. Miksiv matzaschem. Ba yesrig it says ulakachtam lachem. Mishalachem, so you need shalachem. So that we understand that if Maisa Sheni is Mama Gavoya, so it's not shalachem. But by matzah, it doesn't say shalachem, miksiv matzaschem. So why did Ravasi say that if you hold Maisa Sheni Mama Gavoya, you're not yetzer with a matzah shal Maisa Sheni? So the Gemara answers, no, it's a different word. The machloikas, Rab Meir and the Chachamim, what a Maisa Sheni Mama Gavoya, Mama Bailim, is not only whether it belongs to me, can I be Mekadosh Anisha, can I give it the Matana, can I sell it? If the old Maisa Sheni is Mama Bailim, I can sell Maisa Sheni, I can give it the Matana. If the old Maisa Sheni is Mama Gavoya, the Gemara says, I cannot sell it, I cannot give it the Matana. The farmer who has it, it grew in his Rishus, he's the Bailim to eat it, he can invite other guests to eat with him, but he can never give it the Matana, he cannot sell it because it's Mama Gavoya, it's not Mama Bailim. So not only, so the Rambam understood in the Gemara, not only is the Machlekes Rameir and the Chachamim, whether Maisa Sheni, Mama Bala, Mama Gavoya, who is the Bailim, can you be Mekadosh Anisha, can you give him Matana, can you sell it? It's another machloek is what's the nature of the Kedusha. So if you hold Maisa Sheni, Mama Gavoya, we call Maisa Sheni Hegdish. If you hold Maisa Sheni, Mama Bailim, it's not called Hegdish. Let's say, Le Marshal, there's no dinner by Noila Hegdish. A Mishnah in Bava Metzia, ain't on Noila Hegdish. So if I sell you a cup of tea, and I charge you $1.50 for a cup of tea, and that's way more than it should cost, so that's a dinner. Probably, no. So that's a dinner by no. That's a dinner by no. So if it's Hegdish, that is either selling or buying, it doesn't matter. If I cheat Hegdish, Hegdish cheats me, So then the din is that ain't an ola hakdeshes lachatchila. There's an isa, but for the yevid, it won't be mevatla mecca, and it goes in both directions. Hegdish shavet mona, shechila la shavet pruta mechulo. Hegdish is worth $100, and I gave a pruta. Hegdish shavet pruta, shechila shavet mona. I gave $100 instead of a penny. I gave a penny instead of $100 in each direction. The din is that if I found there is no din of an ola hakdeshes. So what about pidyam isasheni? So we have the practice, everybody does like that. The Rambam quotes that from the Goinim. The Rambam quotes the Machlokes though. What do we do when we have Maisa Sheni? We have sometimes an Eretz Yisrael. So you give a pruta. You give, you have hundreds, thousands of dollars worth, all the big companies, everybody in Eretz Yisrael. They have hundreds and thousands of dollars worth of Maisa Sheni, and they've paid everything on a pruta. How do they know they have a right to be paid on a pruta? Bush state, there is no Gemara. The Gemara never says that din, that you can be paid on a pruta. The Gemara only has it by Hegdash. So the Vilna Goyen says that it depends on this, and the Rambam quotes a Machloikis and Hilchas Maaseh Sheni. The Rambam says Yesh Min HaGaonim. There are some Gaonim who insisted that you have to be paid a Maaseh Sheni. Afilu Bizman Hazeh B'Shavyo. You can't get away with just giving a pruta. And the Rambam says we don't follow that opinion. Tosfos, the Rambam, most of the Goyenim, Machloikis among the Goyenim, most of the Goyenim say like that, like our practice, you just give a pruta. So where do they get this from? Where do they have Roch HaKodesh? There's no Mokar in the Gemara. So the Bir Agro and Shulchan Aruch Yeredeya and Chela Gimel Yeredeya Shin Laman Aleph. Shin Laman Aleph is a very long siman, has all the dinim of Chumas and Maisris. So the Bir Agro writes there that this practice that we're paid the Maisis Sheni on a Shavu Pruta is based on the Psak that we pass like Rab Meir. The Maisis Sheni is Maman Gavoya, so we treat it like Hegdish. The issue whether Maisis Sheni, Maman Gavoya, Maman Bailim is a double issue. Number one, are you the owner? Can you be maknid? Can you be mekadosh an issue with it? Does it belong to you or not? And number two, is it considered hegdish? Or no, it's not hegdish. Let's say I have a mezuzah on my door. I have a pair of tefillin. So that's called hegdish. I have a sefer Torah. That's not hegdish. That's mine. And it has a kedusha sefer Torah. It has a kedusha. It's not hegdish. If it belongs to the Beis Hamikdash, then it's hegdish. Korbanos are hegdish. So when you say ma'aseh sheni, momon, gavoya, means two things. Number one, it's not shalachem. It's not called Shalachem on the first 2 days of Sukkot. It can't be Mekadosh and Isha with it if Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya. Number two, it's called Hegdisha. The din of Ein Anor Hegdish is for the plot. So that's what the Bir Agro says. The mocker for all of the Rishonim and the Goinim that you can be paid in Ma'aseh Sheni on a pruta is because Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya. The Gemara Paskins Halachik Rab Meir. Rab Meir Rab Yudah here Halachik Rab Meir. That Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya, so therefore you can be paid on a.
What happens if we wouldn't pass him like this? You couldn't be paid for a puta?
That's what he says. That is what he says. You wouldn't be able to be paid for a puta. You would have to give Shavyo. It wouldn't be chal to be paid on a puta. If you have hundreds and thousands of dollars worth, it wouldn't be able to be paid on a puta. So that's what the Rav used to comment over here. He said, why did the Rambam says that a matzah gzula is no good because it's a mitzvah bo b'aveira. He had perik vav aloche zayin in hilchus chometz and matzah. The Rambam writes, Eidan am yoytzi yideh chavasa b'achilos matzah shehi asura lo kagon shoch al tevel v'yitza treifa matzah oh shigzola. If he stole the matzah, why is it no good? Zak, lal, because it's mitzvah bo b'aveira. Mitzvah bo b'aveira, so you're not yoytzi. So the Rosh writes the same din that a matzah zula is no good, but for a different reason. The Rosh writes the reason why it's no good is because it's not shalachem. So this tachaber tam. What did the Ram have to write that it's mitzvah baba veira? If it's not shalachem, there's nothing to discuss.
What the essence then is that somebody eat matzah
right. So they're not yoytzeh. But they gave two different reasons. The Ramam says you're not yoytzeh because mitzvah baba veira, and the Rosh says you're not yoytzeh because it's not shalachem. Why did the Ramam need the tam of mitzvah baba veira? He said that it's not shalachem. So that's what the Rav said. There is no such Gemara. The Gemara doesn't exist. Vush teitin Gemara, you need Shalachem. The Gemara asked the Kashe, by Esrig, it says you need Shalachem. By Matzah, it doesn't say. So where did Rav Asi get this idea from, that if Maisa Sheni, Mama Gavoya, that you're not yet to the Matzah Shal Maisa Sheni? So the Gemara says, that Yalfusa. What does the Yalfusa tell you? That if you have a Matzah Shal Hegdish, it's puzzle. Not because you need Shalachem. It's a blight that you don't need shalachem. There's no din you need shalachem. If you all ma'aseh sheni mama gavoya means two things. Number one, it's not shalachem, and number two, it's called hegdish. Not stam azach has kedushas ma'aseh sheni, like a pair of tefillin has kedushas tefillin. No, it's called hegdish, and hegdish is possible. That's what the Gemara says, because the Gemara says it's ushtel. The Gemara says he learned out Gzereshova Asya Lechem Lechem. He learned Gzereshova between Matzah and Chiyuv Hafrosh Aschala. So just like by Hafrosh Aschala, the din is that if it's Hegdish, it's Potter. If the dough is Shal Hegdish, it's Potter from Hafrosh Aschala. So to over here, if the Matzah is Hegdish, so it's possible for the mitzvah of Matzah. What does the Gemara mean to say? That by Chala it has to belong to you. It's not true. If I steal Hareisha Gozel Sar Shal Chitim, what if I steal someone else's flour and I bake their bread? It doesn't become tevel. It does become tevel. The Gemara says, is that a problem? Am I a balabas to be mafrish to tevel?
Yeah.
It's not mine. I can't be mafrish it. But it does Maybe. Become tevel. There's no halacha. It doesn't become tevel. So what does the Gemara mean over here? That just like by chala, if it's not shalachem, you know, it doesn't become a chiyuv chala. So to over here, if the matzah is not shalachem, you're not yotze. So that's what the Rav said. No, the Rambam understood in the Gemara that both by Chiyuv Chala and by Matzah there is no din in Yerushalayim. The word is that Hegdish is Pater from Afrosh's Chala, and Hegdish is Pasel for a Matzah. A Matzah shall Hegdish is Pasel. So that's all the Gemara meant to say. The point of the Rambam comes out, there is no din in Yerushalayim. That's why the Rambam had to say that a Matzah Gzula is not good because Mitzvah Baba Veira.
How does the Rambam say about Luliv? It's no good also. Does the Rambam say about Lachem? Or does he say also because I'm Mitzvah?
On the first 2 days, the Gemara says, on the first 2 days it's no good because you need. I don't remember. No, the Rambam is going to quote the Gemara. Yeah. There's nothing strange. The Rambam quotes the Gemara. The first 2 days you need Shalachem, and the rest of Sukkot, even though you don't need Shalachem, it's not good because Mitzvah Baba Vera. That's good, that we know.
If the Gazan is gaining possession, if he's making the Kenyan, then according to the Rosh, it is no more Mitzvah Baba Vera. In the Kongo, the Rosh, it is already Lachem. And if you say that Mitzvah Baba Vera, it always remains a Mitzvah Baba Vera.
Could be that's a long tesis has a machlokes is the reason the Rabbeinu Tam. What if I was kinda, let's say lulav gozel, but I was kinda the lulav already, and then I want to use it for the mitzvah? Is it still called mitzvah baba vera, or do you only say yeah? So that's a machlokes harishayin. Okay, and achanam. So tchapma big nafkemin. That's how Rav Soloveitchik used to say. He said, according to the Rambam, the whole problem doesn't exist. When I invite all the guests and I give them the matzah, I don't have to tell them I'm makna the matzah to them. According to the Rambam, bichlal, there's no din that you need shalachem. Yeah.
So what do you do when you have guests?
No, I always tell them that everybody, before they go to wash, I tell everybody they should have a mind to be kind because you need shalachem. This Rambam is a problem. Because the Gemara in Kiddushin at the end of the second parak says halacha lemaisa we paskin like Rab Meir here, unusual. Usually Rab Meir Rab Yudah halachik Rab Yudah. Usually we don't paskin like Rab Meir. Here we pass like Rab Meir. The Maisa Sheni is Mama Gavoya, and therefore the Gemara says a matzah shal Maisa Sheni is no good. That's what it says in the Gemara because it's not shalachem. Mm-hmm. However you'll interpret the Gemara says it's not good. The Rambam paskins against the Gemara. The Rambam paskins. There's not only a difficulty on this Rambam. Why the Rambam says that the matzah gzula is no good because it's mitzvah baba veire, he should have said it's not shalachem. The Rambam writes that a matzah shal maisa sheni is good. Here, halacha ches, the same perek vav, halacha ches. The Rambam says v'chein yoytzim a matzah shal maisa sheni bi Yerushalayim. If you're going to have maisa sheni bi gvul and chutz li Yerushalayim, so that's vaita mitzvah baba veire, because you're not permitted to eat the maisa sheni. Lo such halacha b'sharecha maisa d'ganecha b'sirashcha yitzarecha. That's an Issa. So if you eat Maisa Sheni Chutz L'Yerushalayim, that'll be an Issa, so that'll probably be Mitzvah Baba Aver. But what if you eat the Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim, there's no Avera, then it should be good. So that's what the Rambam says. If you eat Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim, so this is against the Gemara. The Gemara Rav Asi says Beferish in the Gemara that you're not Yaitzi with Maisa Sheni. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Rabbeinu Manoach as the Kasha. And the Lecha Mishnah asks, the Rambam is against the Gemara. So they say the Rambam paskins like Maskif Lora Papa. The Rambam doesn't paskin like Rav Asi. So you can't bring any Rai from any Rambam here. The Rav said, you see from the Rambam that the Rambam says that a Matzah Gzula is not good because Mitzvah Baba Veire. And he didn't say because it's not Shalachem like the Rosh. Is that Raya that the Rambam had a different interpretation in the Gemara? When the Gemara said that a Matzah Semai Shasheni is no good because he needs Shalachem, it doesn't mean that you need literally shalachem. It just means that shal hegdish is no good. No, the Rambam says matzah shemai shesheni is good. The Rambam paskins like Rav Papi. He doesn't paskin like Rav Asi. I wrote the whole Gemara, so you can't bring any right to be mekel based on the Rambam. We hold like the Rosh that you do need shalachem. The Rambam paskins against Rav Asi, but with Shulchan Aruch we hold like Rav Asi. You do need shalachem. So they really, it's not right to be mekel based on the Rambam. The only makom lahakel is the Taz. The Taz claims that it's implicit when you invite guests and you give food on the table. It's implicit that you makna the food to the guest. Not so pasha that it's implicit. Who says that you makna? If you ask the guest, they probably will tell you we didn't have a mind to be kainer. We thought we're eating, the food that the Balabas gave. It's his food, and he gave his permission to eat it.
Something fascinating at the end of the meal, the food that's left over. You take home with you, or
you only take it home if the Balabas insists you take it home.
Yeah, but other than that, you can.
What if the Bia Machlokes, right? What if the guest will want to take it home and the Balabas will say, I don't give you permission to take it home? So who's going to win the Din Torah? So that's the Shaila of Shulchan Aruch.
Give him as much as he needs. He doesn't have to take home. It's not Shaykh.
All right. So you say even if he is Machna, he wasn't Machna
what's left over.
But that's still a question. Even what he ate, was he ever Machna that? That's not so.
You have no problem with it.
The thing of being
Machna. For the food, so then you can take home and take a dog in there. But when you go to get the rye, you only eat what you think is what
to be Machna, usually we feed by a lulav that you Machna even to your children. Let's say if you have a son and older son. So here by Matzah also, you have to be Machna to your wife and to your children.
Yeah. You have to tell everybody they should have a mind to be kind of the matzah. That's the point. Yeah, you need shalachem. That's a simple reading of the word, that you need shalachem. Why? You're inviting everybody to come and eat. Why? In fact, you mentioned last night, Rabbi Yankif Emden writes in his Biur on the Haggadah. Why do you say Tzveimo kol dichon yeisvech kol ditzvech? So he claims kol dichon yeisvech, and you're inviting the goyish homeless. So you're not makna that you need shalachem. You're inviting the goy. Kol ditzvech yeisav yisrach. You're inviting the Eden.
Well, you invite somebody for a meal. You're giving.
You don't need shalachem there. You don't need shalachem.
No, but you're giving.
That's the shaila. That's the shaila. Is it implicit that you're makna? Is it not necessarily?
You don't give him
something that's going to him. Shalachmanis, you send the matana to his home. But if I invite someone, right? So that's the shaila. That's exactly al doka bachina. That's what we're discussing. Is it implicit? The Taz says it's implicit, self-understood. And you look at Ebenezer, it's a machlokes achronim. The Mechaber talks about it, the Behetiv quotes achronim who don't agree with the Mechaber. The Mechaber says like the Taz, that it's implicit that whatever you put on the table, the guest has a right to be koine. When he picks it up, he's koine. And the Behetiv quotes achronim who don't agree.
The poor man sits in shul, and somebody invites him, you know, to take home for oilach, and somebody invites him to go home to eat with him. And he had the chaduk, and the other poor man is next to him with a nice daughter. He says, you know what? I let you eat by me, and with my rishut to eat by you, I'm mekadosh bitcha. I'm mekadosh bitcha. Therefore, can I do it or not?
Not a shayla.
It's
a good question.
No, but the shelcha.
Okay.
The question is,
that's the shayla. Okay, that's the shayla. Is it
for dinner? For dinner.
So never ends. It's a machlokes.
Yeah.
The lulav and the estrig you give over your makna. So the Rishonim has the kasha. There's an isa mekach memka. So the Bahag says in Beitza, in the second pack of Beitza, Tosfos quotes in the Bahag, that the makna mitzvah is mutter. That since you need sholachem for lulav and estrig, so the makna mitzvah is mutter. The Bahag is there in the second pack of Beitza in a different context. Tosfos quotes it.
Ezra.
Forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin, so I'm not allowed to cook my food. No one else is allowed to cook my food. So the Gemara has a machlokes, what if I'll be makne kimcho lacherim? If I give all of my raw food to someone else who did make an Erev Tavshilin, is he allowed to cook the food he made an Erev Tavshilin? Is he allowed to cook it for me? So the Gemara has a discussion. So Tosfos quotes a kasha from the Bahag, how can I be makne kimcho lacherim? How can I be makne the raw food? So the Bahag says the makam mitzvah is mutter. So that's the way we usually assume that by the lulav and the yesrig, the makam mitzvah. If you need sholachem, so this is also the makam mitzvah.
You have a befer shiraya by Ezra, which you told the people to give matunis to the mishaygoi from there. That's your first yontif.
It could be that they had already cooked. It could be that
food to other people, not that cooking without. To give matunis.
Shulchamonis lein nachan lo. He said, give food to those who forgot to make an erev tashin. Lein nachan lo. Those who forgot to give, so I have so much food, so I have leftovers, so I'll give you. Right. But the shayla is, if you're makna your food to me, am I allowed to cook it or not, based on my erev tavshilin? So that's a machlokes in the Gemara.
Then you give somebody
So you don't have to be makna? So I'll say, I'm not makna.
Just to let you eat.
Yeah.
It's not a vera to like a goy to live a seder.
About it, that's what about it. The Achrayim ask kind of yeah. Even if you don't teach any Torah, the Achrayim ask there's a din in Gemara Beitza that you're not permitted to. Okay, that's worse. The assimilation is worse. But the Gemara has the chashash that you may forget and cook for the Nochri. Because on Yontif we're permitted to cook for the Eden, but for the Nochri we're not allowed to. So it says, Abiferish Adin, Amizam Nemes on Nochri Beyontif. We're not permitted to invite a Nochri Beyontif. The stomach problem, how do they have in the homework and all the hotels? They check everybody to see if they have a Bismillah. How do they know? They're not Nochrim who come to the hotels. They're all from Borough Park and Flatbush. They don't have anybody. But they know Bavade, there's a miut of people who are going Gemurim. No one is intermarried. No one had an improper conversion. For sure there are people who are going. So how do they have them over? So the Pasuk can say the answer is that the Gzeira, you're not permitted to invite a Nochri. Gzeira Shemiyabe Bishviloi. Is only if a Yid, it'll turn out that a Yid is doing the cooking in the kitchen. In all hotels, the cooking is done by Nochman. So there's no chashash of Gzeir Shem Yabishvil. So let's say for some reason or another, I want to invite a Nochri to my home on Yontif. The chief rabbis always had the problem. In Eretz Yisrof, from Sheshis May Bereshis, the High Commissioner. The High Commissioner always wanted to be invited over for the Seder. They always wanted to come for Yontif. So what do you do? Stay beferish afilu mishum eivah. Even if it's going to be
animosity,
you're not permitted. Even shalom malchus state, you're not allowed to invite a nochri on yontif. So what's we coming get on eitz over here? So that's what some of the pasuk can say. Get a goyish maid to take care of the kitchen on yontif. So even if I want a cup of tea, okay. Even if I want a cup of tea, the goy is going to be cooking everything. The yidin won't be cooking anything. You have to make sure there's no issue of bishul akum. And if all the cooking is done by Nachri, then there's not Zeri Shem Yabri Bishvila.
The Korban Pesach, it definitely belongs to each one who started from the Korban Pesach.
That's also Shaila. The din is by Korban Pesach, a Pesach ein anechal el lemenuyah. You can only eat Korban Pesach if you're one of the Mamunim. You have to be one of the Bnei HaChabura. So how do you become one of the Bnei HaChabura? Do you become one of the Bnei HaChabura by making a kinyan? You have a shutfis in the flesh? And it's mamish alachem? Well, no. Maybe Bnei HaChabura, the mamunim, you become a mamunah on the Korban Pesach by having your name on a list. They have a list of people, but maybe it's not really necessary to have a shutfis or bailus. So the Minchas Chinuch writes that if you go through Perik HaIsha, that's a perik in Psochem about the girl got married to the first yontif, she visits by her in-laws, the second yontif, she visits by her parents, whatever the minig amokam was. So the Gemara discusses. So the Gemara there discusses how does one become a mamun on a Korban Pesach. So the Minchas Chinuch has theorists in the Gemara. And that perik menei ben, perik shmini, half of the Gemara's indicate that you have to have a bailus and dinam amunis or shutfus in the behemoth that is. There has to be shalachem to be considered one of the mamunim on the Korban Pesach, and half of the Gemara is hamashma beferish fakir. So still in the Gemara, the Brisker Rav in the Sefer quotes the Mechilta on Chumash where it says mishku ukulachem son the shachtu haPesach. So the Mechilta says mishku mikan shebehemadako niknis b'mishicha, that you can mikan a behemadako Korban Pesach is either minakvasim or minarizim. That's a behemadako. But the Mechilta comments on that phrase Mishku, that from this terminology, from this verb you see that you can be kind of behemah daka b'mashichu. Who's talking about being kind of? So he says you see beferish from these Tanoim, from this drasha, that you need bailus, that in order to be considered a mamuna on the Korban Pesach you have to be one of the bailus. Er macht sich nicht wissendig von der Gemara. The Minchas Chinuch doesn't know of any Mechiltas, he knows from Gemaras. The Minchas Chinuch points out it's a steer and two Gemaras in Perek Risha. But the Brisker Rav assumes with our portion. No, the Gemara thought Pashup Shat is like this. He gives the behemoth to a third party, to be Koine, Bahagbo, B'Mashiach, whatever, and he says, you have a mind to be Koine for whichever one of them will Rishialim Ikem Chila Yerushalayim. So if you hold, yeah, and then they come later. He shechs the Korban Pesach at 3 o'clock, and they have their contest. Who's coming later? 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. So the Gemara says, if you hold Yesh Breira, then I say Gloy Milsalam Afer. At 3 o'clock, Shimon was kind of not Reuven. But then the Gemara says, no, it doesn't necessarily, we learned that Gemara,
a little bit.
It doesn't necessarily indicate that Yesh Breira, maybe he really had everybody in mind. It's just done. Let's see who's going to come first. But originally the Gemara thought that there was a Kenyan, Pashashat, there was a Kenyan made, not Stam Amira Balper. I'm a man of you, I'm my Korban Pesach. That's a shaila. Whether you just say.
You have an answer that you can actually give me a nickel or a dime and be a shuk within the masses. Just like you do by Hanukkah sometimes, you make a shuk within the
okay. The only thing is that the nickel or the dime on Yom Tov, that for sure we don't do.
Before
Yom Tov, okay.
It's going to come to you before Yom
Tov. Okay, good.
Can you give a goy matzis thing?
Yeah.
Regular matzis or shmur matzis?
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Can we give him kol pesach?
Yeah, Taisus writes, v'chi kedusha yesh bo, an chav ches on the base, Taisus says, you have a pasuk that says, kol ora lo yechol bo, you're not allowed to let a nochri eat from the korban pesach. So the Gemara darshan is, bo hu dein oechol, awel echol hu b'matzah b'mor. The oral, the nochri is permitted to eat from the matzah and the mor. So Taisus writes, akashe, v'chi kedusha yesh bo. Of course, you can feed it to the dogs if you want. It's expensive. You can throw it out in the garbage if you want. What's the problem? Why should there be an Isser? So the Pashup Shat means no, not that you're permitted to feed it to the Ben Echor, to the Orel of Ben Echor, you're Mechuyev. The Orel or the Ben Echor, it says, well, the Ben Echor means a Yid who's a Meshumid. So he's not allowed to eat Korban Pesach even if he's Chayzer B'tshuva later in the day, because at the time of Shchitas HaPesach he was still a Meshuman. So even though he's Chayzer B'tshuva later, it's too late to eat Korban Pesach. He's not the Mamun on the Korban Pesach. And nonetheless, he's still Mechuyev to eat Matzah and Mora. Not that he's permitted to eat. That's a Dovah Pashut, he's permitted to eat Matzah and Mora. So he says he's Mechuyev to eat Matzah and Mora. They say permitted, they say, Abadi, you can feed it to a Nachri. That's a Dovah Pashut.
Mishnah Berurah says you never let the Jews come here to eat, if you know you're not going to make a bracha.
That's a shaila, yeah, that's a shaila. You're permitted to invite a guest to eat by you if you know he's not going to say a bracha. Shaila v'lichniva v'sita mikshol, right. Rabbi Yosef Engel writes, the minig olam is lahakil. We assume that that's not lifnivi. If I give chazer to somebody and I know he's going to eat it, then I mamish, I gave him the thing. Here, I give you a cup of tea. Hasta breira to say a brocha, not to say a brocha. You decided not to say a brocha. Was minich shuldik? I gave you kosher food. Right, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Magen Avraham that it's also, and others disagree. So Rabbi Yosef Engel writes that the minig olam lahakil on that. The minig is to be makel on that. We once discussed about that. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes in a long tshuva. He writes in a safe and interesting story that there was once a Chanukah Sabayis or something in Yeshiva called Torah, and they had the Gvirim came from Chutzlorot, from England. So some of them were not so observant. And at the end of the function, it took a long time, 2-3 hours, and it was a very hot day, and they were all thirsty. So at the end of the whole function, so he gave them a drink. Rav Shlomo Zalman gave them a drink, and he knew they weren't going to say a bracha. And they drank it, they didn't say bro. So some of the Talmidim asked them, after everybody left, so they asked, and the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes the Magen Avraham, that is Lifnei Iver. So he said, he knew they weren't going to say a bracha, they weren't observant people, but he made a cheshbon, he had to make a quick calculation. So he said, there is another Aveira here. The issue of saying a bracha, not saying a bracha, that's a din de Rabbanan. Then he said, there's another din, one who thinks lowly of Talmidim Chachamim. One who decides not to support Torah. These were big Gvirim who were giving big money for the yeshiva. They had big respect for Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach as a big tzaddik, as a big rabbi. And out of respect for him, respect for the yeshiva, they gave a lot of money. So he says, imagine if sitting there in the hot, there was no air conditioning, sitting there and it's such a hot day, after 2-3 hours, I'm not going to give him a drink. All the bracham are drinking, and I'm not going to give these Gvirim a drink. So what are they going to think? I mean, they're going to think that I'm pretty stupid. They're going to think that I'm a moron.
I'm not a bad person.
I'm not either. I have no seichel, or that I'm not kind or something. So to think poorly of a Talmid Chacham is an avera deraisa, and they may even stop supporting the yeshiva. It's not that he says it's not that he's compromising on his religion for money. There are other institutions where they'll violate the whole Tariq mitzvahs just in order to get money for the yeshiva. He says no, not that he's violating. To stop supporting yeshiva is also an aveira. A person who used to give money to yeshiva and he's going to stop giving money, that's also an aveira. And that's an aveira deraisa. To think poorly of Talmid HaChachamim and not to be Tamech Tera, that's an aveira deraisa. So he said, I had a breira. I was in a dilemma. Whichever mahalach I would do would be an aveira of lifniva. Either an aveira bikum v'yasei, by giving them the drink, that's an aveira bikum v'yasei of a lifniva derabbanon. of not saying a bracha, or to violate an avera of lifnibel esit emichshav the sheve al tase of an avera deraisa. So one might think, well, sheve al tase odet. If either way is going to be an avera, this is going to be lifnibel, that's going to be lifnibel. So zok sheve al tase odet. That's the Gemara in Erev and Daf Kuf Amal. The Gemara says when you're in a dilemma. Sheva Atasa said, he said, the Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara does not say that that's the only criterion how to determine when you're in a dilemma what to do. If everything else is equal, then you say Sheva Atasa on it. But if one is an Aver deraisa, one is an Aver derabbanon, so it's better to violate the derabbanon, the kumbi asay, than to violate the deraisa, the Sheva Atasa. He felt there would be a litneiver of thinking poorly of Talmid HaChamim and stopping to support the yeshiva. He felt they would think very poorly of him. If he wouldn't give them a drink, they would think that he has no seichel, that he doesn't understand that he's drinking and all the bachim are drinking, the hanholas, everybody's drinking. And to the guests who gave so much money, they're not giving them a drink. It wouldn't occur to them. It may or may not occur to them that the reason why they're not giving him a drink is because they're not going to say a bracha. Right. But he was afraid that they would think very poorly of him if he would not give him a drink. So he felt that that is a deraisa.
Outweighs
the rabbanon.
If you make a bracha out loud, and they should be, they have to be yoytze. What if they don't answer him?
If you want to be yoytze, you yoytze without amen also.
So
half of them could be yoytze with the bracha. Mm-hmm.
If you can do that, you have to be interested. You have to be interested.
They have to want to.
If you want to, don't.
It's a shaila if it's lifneiver, right? Machlokes if it's lifneiver or not. Many years ago, when Reb Lezer Shach was still in the Aguda, before he left in Eretz Yisrael, so he paskened, there was a big issue, he paskened that the Aguda is permitted to join the coalition government. So at that time, Reb Moshe Sternbuch, must have been 20 years ago, Reb Moshe Sternbuch was complaining, how can it be? The Gedolim used to say that it's Yehoreg Vayavar, that you're not allowed to join the coalition government. How can you join with the Apikursim? And you're going to be compromising all kinds of things, making deals with the other people in the coalition. So he chepped with Reb Lezer Shach. Reb Lezer Shach felt very uncomfortable, so he couldn't, was going to do a respond to Rav Moshe Sternbuch in the newspapers or something. So he sent a private letter to Rav Shnia Kotler, who was still alive at that time. Handwritten in Reb Lezer Shach's handwriting. You can tell it's his handwriting. And then they made Xerox copies and they hung it up in all the yeshivas and was hanging in YU also. So he wrote to Rav Shnia Kotler. He didn't write that Rav Moshe Sternbuch attacked him. He just wrote, he was explaining his position, why he encouraged, why he approved that the Aguda should join the coalition. So he says, Kibalno mi Rabbi Seinu, we have a tradition from our Rabbeim that whenever a person is in a dilemma, in both Mahalchim, he can either do A or B, and they're both an Aveira. So you have to be Boicha B'mi Utara. You have to choose the lesser of the two evils. That's a whole sugya in Erev and Daf Kuf and Aleph. A person is in a dilemma, whatever you're going to do, Teignish, if this way is an Aver, that way is an Aver. So you have to be Boicha B'mio Tara. And he also says, the Boicha B'mio Tara, the lesser of the two evils, one of the considerations is if one is Kumbi Asay, one is Sheva Altasa, if everything else is equal, so Sheva Altasa, but it's Muchach in the Sugi and Erev and Daf Kuf, that is not the sole consideration. Sometimes the Aver of the Kumbi Asay is considered lesser than the Aver of Sheva Altasa. So that's what Reb Lezer Shach wrote at that time. Under these circumstances, he felt Avadetz and Aver to join the coalition. This is Otgiret, Avadetz and Aver. But he felt that under the conditions not to join the coalition, not to have to say at all, that Sheva Altasa would be a bigger Aver. To let the Apikursim do whatever they want, that would be a bigger Aver. So he felt in this case, the Aver of the Kumbi Asay was less than the Aver of the Sheva Altasa. The same as Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach wrote regarding his Pesach. Anyway, but Lamaisa, Rabbi Yosef Engel writes, the mini garland is that we are makel, most people are makel on that. That you do invite guests, even though you know they're not going to say a bracha, we assume that that's not called the lifnivel esit mechshav. But if you can say the bracha out loud and tell them I'm going to say the bracha, everybody should have mind to be here. It's about a good. But even if. That's a shaila also on machloikis. Do you say shemeh kohen if the person doesn't understand? Shemeh means that he hears the words, or shemeh means shehu mevin, that he understands it. So that's the Mechaber Paskins, that Shemeh Kain, even if he doesn't understand. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes those who say not so. Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos and Brachas and Perek Shlosha Shachar.
What if you know they're not going to bench?
Also the same Shaila. Is that it's not Lifnei Iver. I'm giving him kosher food or hot abrera that he can bench. We should try to say we're all going to bench together, and they should listen and say amen.
Amoyel doesn't want to make a bris on Shabbos because he's afraid they're going to write
Chilul Shabbos.
He doesn't want to take that unless he knows the people.
He wants to have on Sunday.
Yeah, unless he knows the people who are the Shabbos. Right. They ain't going to invite strange people and Jews.
Not such a kumachesh. Avad is a mitzvah mila bismana. If he's going to cause so much chilul Shabbos, so what's the hetter? Says other rabbi. Not so big. Postpone it. Tell him he doesn't want to go. They should go on Sunday.
So it's because of
Nivea. Yeah, it's like Lifnei Altasim. He's not telling them. He's not giving them the automobile. He's not telling them to drive. But if they wouldn't, right? If they wouldn't have the bris on Shabbos, there would be no reason to drive. They drive somewhere else, but they wouldn't be driving here. That's a consideration. The Gemara speaks about the Shmura Matzah in different places. The Gemara on Daf Mem Amud Aleph quotes the pasuk Shmartem Es HaMatzah. It's the last 15 lines on the Amud. The Gemara speaks about Shmura Matzah. The Gemara speaks about Shmura Mishas Ketzira. That even though Rava held that it's not really necessary, the last two lines on the Amud. Gemara Hafilu Hachi. Rava did not change his mind. The Omer Lahula, no, the Mahapki Kipi. Rava used to tell the Yidden, who used to go harvest the grain, Ki Mapchisu, when you harvested Hafichu L'shul Mitzvah, they should do Shmurim Mishas Ketzira, from the time that they detach it from the ground. What do you mean Shmurim Alma? What do you see? Rava was of the opinion, Alma Kasov, Rava Gehalten, Shima Meikora, Mitchilos Vatsav Abina. We require Shmurim from the very beginning. What says from the very beginning, from the first moment that it could possibly become chometz? We mean before you detach it from the ground, it can become chometz. That's not 100% correct. The Gemara talks earlier about a possibility of achmetz b'mechuber. So the Gemara Lamed Gimel, the Minchas Chena points out, the Gemara does talk about achmetz b'mechuber. There is a far-fetched possibility that the grain will turn into chometz even while it's attached to the ground, but that's very far-fetched. So since that's so far-fetched, if it turns out that it's chometz, it is chometz. Of course, you can't use it for the matzah if you know. But if you don't know one way or the other, then you don't have to be choshish for that. That it's going to become chometz while it's still attached.
According to that story, you have to have somebody sweeping by the field where it's growing to make sure it doesn't.
Right. So the Minhas Chena says you have a right to follow the roiv. The roiv is 99.99% likelihood that it's not going to become chometz while. But the kernels of grain don't become chametz because the rain rolls off, and the kernels of grain have a shell around it. It's not going to become chametz. But once in a while, the kernel of grain will crack open while it's attached to the ground, and it'll rain on it, and the rain will cause it to become chametz. It's a far-fetched case like that. So the Gemara says you're not concerned about that. You don't have to worry about that. But from the time you detach it from the ground, even before you make it into flour and before you mix the flour with the water, there's more of a chance, more of a possibility that it may become chametz. So that's the machlokes in the Gemara. Do you need shmura mishas ketzira, or is it sufficient shmura mishas lisha, from the time that you mix the flour with the water? So the Gemara says you really don't need, the Gemara Tainas, you really don't need mishas ketzira. It really should be sufficient shmura mishas lisha. But nonetheless, Rava was machmir, and he told those who were harvesting that they should be careful. And the other Amoraim also, Rav is not the only one, the other Amoraim say you should be careful to have Shmura Mishas Ketzira. And that's how the Rambam quotes. Where is this Rambam? Maimon Yishom Halacha Ches and Tes. The previous Perek. This is Perek Vav in Hilchos Chametz and Matzah starts off Mitzvah Sesem and Atero Lecho Matzah. The first five Prokem in the Rambam, Hilchos Chametz, talks about Chametz. The Yisra of Chometz, Bali Rabbi Matzah, the Yisra of Achilos Chometz, and Taruvus Chometz, in Hagolah, and Kashering the Kelim. Perek Vav, he starts with the Mitzvah of Matzah. Mitzvah says, Alecho Matzah, Belel Chamish Osler. And then in Perek Vav, he tells you all the Dinah about Matzah. In Perek Hay, before he even said a word about the mitzvah matzah. He didn't. He just said hilchas chametz or matzah. That's all. He said, just said on the title it's hilchas chametz. He didn't say a word about the mitzvah matzah yet. So in Perik, hey, when he's still talking about chametz and tarugas chametz and so on, he writes in aloche Perik aloche test. Mishum shenema shmartem es hamatzah is klami hizor b'matzah v'shimur oistami called tzad chimud. You should be careful that it shouldn't become chametz dik l'ficha chomach hachomim tzorech adem lizor b'dobin shorechom imenu b'pesach shelo yavol av maimach ha-shenikzar ad sheliyah b'shum chimud. You should be careful mishas ketzira. The Raman paskins like Rava that you need shmura mishas ketzira. You have to be careful that you have shmura from the time you detach it from the ground, that it shouldn't turn into chometz. The Rambam writes it in Hilchus Chometz. Instead of writing it, we would have written it in Hilchus Matzah, that when you want to be heir to the mitzvah on Leil Pesach, you have to have Shmura Matzah. But the rest of Pesach, you also need Shmura Matzah. So that's what the Magen Mishnah points out. Yeah, the Rambam put it in Perikei. Has nothing to do with the mitzvah Matzah. All of Pesach, you're not permitted to have non-Shmura, you're not allowed to have chometz. And if you're not sure from the Shas Ketziran, so tzivu chachamim lizor, well, it's a sofik chometz, it's a sofik chometz. So the Magen Mishnah frek takasha, how can it be? But the Rambam himself later on writes in the name of the Rif, yeah, what's the din if the person only has a kazayis of shmura matzah? So what does he do? So you should save the kazayis of shmura matzah for the apikoyman at the end. So what's he going to eat in the beginning? Pshutas. Pshutas. The Rambam says he can't eat. So what happened? The Rambam says not allowed to eat pshutas. So he says, no, the Rambam means this is a lachatchila. It says, mishum shenamash, if you have the opportunity to eat shmur all of Pesach, you have to be medaktik and shmur all of Pesach. But it's not a din that it's absolutely prohibited. It's not that it's an Easter. It's not an Easter deraisa. It's not even an Easter derabbanan. If you have an option, if you have such an alternative to eat, to be medaktik and shmur all of Pesach, so the Rambam Shita is that you should eat shmur all of Pesach.
Isas akum or isas that you can buy from the akum?
Right, and the Rambam quotes that. B'tzeikah shol nachim, m'mali adam kreisim hem v'atshecha kezayis matzah l'achrenin. That's what the Rambam quotes. So the Magen Mishnah writes here that that's the Rambam Shita.
It's like a tefillah there, it seems, from that Gemara.
Oh,
not Abadiyeh.
Right, so that's what other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam, and they hold that the whole din of shmur matzah is only for the kezayis mitzvah. You don't need all the Pesach Shmura Matzah. You only need for the Kazayis Shal Matzah.
So that Kazayis, which you need, it's a Zechir, is not when you make the Achilas Matzah, is a Kukoyman?
No, if you only have one Kazayis of Shmura Matzah, so then the Rambam quotes from the Rif, you should save it for the Afikoyman.
But if you're making the Bracha, then
so the Raj Mamet says will give a whole explanation. Why do you say the Bracha before if you're not yet until later? So they cover that, they explain that, right? If you have many kezayim of shmur, you should eat. Should all, everything by the seder should be shmur. So here the Rambam has two unique opinions. Number one, the Rambam writes la halacha that you have to have shmur mishas ketzira. In the Gemara, it sounds like mikaradin, we really don't hold like that. But afal pichen, afilu hachi, even though we proved that the din is not so, lahada be rava, nonetheless, rava was machmer. And Marbrei, the Ravina was Machmir that you need Shmur Mishas Ketzira. So the Gemara concludes it like Memam and Alv going over to Memam base. It's a Hidr to have Shmur Mishas Ketzira. The Rambam doesn't quote a Hidr. The Rambam says, that's the halacha, you have to have Shmur Mishas Ketzira. And then number two, the Rambam writes that it's a din all of Pesach. He doesn't put it in the Hilchas Matzah, that it's a din in the Matzah's Mitzvah should be Shmur. The Rambam writes it's a din all of Yontav Pesach. In Allah had Chometz. The Prichodosh talks about both of these issues. So the Prichodosh writes like this. One who was machmet to eat shmur all of Pesach, not eat any pshuta matzah, this minig has no basis whatsoever. And even if a person had such a minig, he doesn't need a hatorah. It's a minig shtus. Nothing. Garnish bin garnish. So the later pasuk say, what do you mean a minig shtus? The Rambam shita. Have you kevin avek machna Rambam? The Rambam read that that's what it said in the Gemara, that you need shmur matzah all of Pesach. So they disagree with the Pichodesh, that if there's a minig shtus, there's no hidur, there's nothing, garnish to ifkitan. They say it can't be. Then the Prichodosh, that's Lahakil, Machtavek the Chumer. Then he has Lahachmer, also a statement, all on the same sif of Shmura Matzah. So the Prichodosh says, and the Halacha requires Likuve, that the Shmura Matzah has to be Shmura Mishas Ketzira. And if it's not, the Rambam, half he paskins like the Rambam, half he doesn't paskin. Against the Rambam, it's not even a Midas Chasidus. by the Shmur all of Pesach. And the other half of the Raman, that the Raman says you need Shmur Mishas Ktsira, he says that's the halacha, there are no two ways about it, and whoever doesn't have Shmur Mishas Ktsira is not Yetzin, as of the Brocha Levatola, Asher Kishamson Alachilas Natsa, the Brocha Levatola, you're not Yetzin. So the Roy Bachrenim say, we don't accept either statement of the Pichodesh. Yeah, they say it's not so. Mikra Din, we really, they say that Rav of the Eden in Europe, the Achreinim right 100, 150 years ago, the Rav of the Eden in Europe couldn't afford Shmura Matzah. It was way too expensive. So everybody ate the Pshutas. What do you mean Pshutas? It's all Shmura. It's Shmura, Mishas Lisha. And they still do it now like that. When they manufacture all of the Matzahs in Manashevitz, and there are two companies now in America. And the Shemitz, I think, manufactures 99% of the matzah. And the Strikes manufactures 1% of the matzah in America. So when they bake all the matzahs, so they always push the button that they're doing everything l'shem mitzvahs matzah, because they know that 85% of the Jews are going to eat pshutas. They're not going to eat shmura matzah. They're going to eat the regular pshuta matzah. So the answer is it's not pshuta. It's shmura mishas lisha. And Ruba, the Ruba of the Post, can hold against the Rambam and against the Pichodesh. But shmura mishas lisha is sufficient. So here, the Rambam writes again. The Rambam writes here in Hilchas Chametz HaMatzah, Perikei Halacha Tes, he writes that the din of Shmura is a din that applies all of Pesach, and it's Shima Mechimutz. It's not, has nothing to do with Asiyah L'Shma. If it would have held that Shmura Matzah is Asiyah L'Shma, then it's only a din in the Kazayis Shal Mitzvah. So the Kazayis on the Leo Aseder, the Rambam writes Shima Mechimutz, so that's why he holds that it applies all of Pesach. However, the Rambam quotes the other din as well. The Rambam quotes both halachas. In Perek Vav, when he quotes the dinim of when he begins Perek Vav, mitzvah says minatar lechol matzah, so he says there are certain kinds of matzah that you're not yetzei with. In Perek Vav halacha tests, the Rambam writes if you have chalas toida rikike nozer, you bring a korban toida to the Beis Hamikdash, so half of the lechem is chametz, some of the lechem is chametz. And some one quarter is chametz and three quarters of the lechem of the lachmei toida are matzah. They're 10. They're 40 lachmei toida. So 10 of the 40 are chametz dik, and 30 out of the 40 are matzah. So can you use the 30 that are matzah? Some person brought, let's say, a korban toida on Erev Pesach. The Gemara says you're not allowed to bring a korban. You're not allowed to bring a korban toida on Erev Pesach. That's why we don't say mizmor l'seder. You're not supposed to bring a korban toida on Erev Pesach. Why not? Because you're mimayit and it's manu achiva. If you're bringing a carbon tide on our Pesach, you have to finish eating. You have to, same thing right on Eriyam Kippur, you have to finish eating the chomet shabbat. Ooh, way before, by 10 o'clock in the morning. You have to finish eating the chomet shabbat very early in the morning. So you're mimayit and it's manu achiva, you may be causing it to become, maybe in a day absul, you may cause it to become nicer. So you're not allowed to bring a carbon tide. So either the fellow brought a carbon tide in the morning against halacha, you're not supposed to say. I mean, you're not supposed to. But if you brought it, it's still a kosher carbon. Or Rashi comments on this Gemara, it doesn't necessarily mean that you actually brought on Erev Pesach. They baked the lachmei taida. They baked it in an oven adaita that someone's going to use it for carbon taida. Either I'm going to use, someone else is going to use, and then it turned out that we didn't bring it as a carbon as a lachmei taida. But still, since it was baked for the purpose of using it as lachmei taida, so the Mishnah says that sometimes it will not be acceptable for matzah, and sometimes it will. When is that? So the Mishnah says on Lamed Hayim and Aleph, it depends. If Hason Liatzmo, if I bake these matzahs, I daita the 30 lachmei taida, I baked it because I planned I'm gonna bring a carbon taida the day before Erev Pesach, a week before Erev Pesach, not Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, I know that you don't bring a carbon taida. I plan to bring a carbon taida a week before Pesach. The matzah is not gonna get stale, and a week is not gonna get spoiled. So I baked matzahs to use as lachmei toida, and then something came up. I didn't feel well, whatever. I never brought the carbon toida, so I baked these matzahs adaita. Absolutely, I thought I had control over the situation. I had in mind to use it for carbon toida. Then lost the chayis. I don't use it for carbon toida. It was never hukdash. I'm never magdish it as a carbon toida. Nonetheless, since I had in zin b'shas asiyah for lachmei toida, so it's no good for matzah. That's a tie to the sasir in the lishma. But the Mishnah says that if I baked it, I have a shop, and I baked it ason limker lacherim, I had in zin to sell it to whoever wants it. There were always people coming to Yerushalayim to buy lachmei taida. I have a store, and have a big sign, whoever wants lachmi toida matzah should buy by me. So when you bake a daita to sell to others, so you always know that maybe they may come, they may not come, they may be left over. So milachatchila he must have certainly had in mind that if customers come, I'll give it to them and they'll be magdashit as lachmi toida. If the customers don't come,
I'll eat it.
I'll use it for whatever. I'll use it for matzah, leil haseder. So then the Mishnah says, then it's not considered a tartar disaster in the lishma. They seem a foolish from this whole sugya. The whole sugya is on lamed ches on the base. Where the Gemara touches us the Mishnah, ushmartem es hamatzah on the top line on lamed ches on the base. Rabbi Yosef has a drasha. Who is it? Rabbi has a drasha. Ushmartem es hamatzah. He needs shmura matzah, not enough shema mechimut. This is about a Shema Mechimitz. If he's baking it to be Lachmi Toido, so the 30 Lachmi Toido that a matzah may not be Chometz. The 10 have to be Chometz and the 30 may not be Chometz. So about a Shema Mechimitz. So the Gemara is Muchach, that's not sufficient, that a Shema Mechimitz. Rabbi says, has to be Matzah Mishtamers L'Shem Matzah, Yotzul Shem Mishtamers L'Shem Matzah L'Shem Zevach. Since he had in Zin for a different mitzvah, so that's a tie to the Sasser in L'Shema, and felt in the Lishma. So you see Mefurish from the Gemara and from the Rambam. The Rambam quotes the Gemara. In Perikov Alach HaTest, the Rambam quotes the Pasuk, Shmatam Esa Matas, Shmatam Shtameres Linyan Matze Bulvad, Avuzum Shtameres Linyan Azevach. Straight, the Rambam quotes the whole Gemara. So you see that the Rambam holds there are two Alachas here in Shmura Matze. The one Alach he quotes in Perikei before he even begins Hilchot Matzah. The one Alach is in it Shmura Mishas Ketzira Lechatchila, all of Pesach, Shema Mechimutz. Achashash, if you have an option of eating shmur all of Pesach, so you should choose that option. If you can't, you can. It's like a mitzvah lachatchila. It's a mitzvah lachatchila. It's not an isati pshutas, but it's a mitzvah lachatchila to have shmur all of Pesach shima mechimas.
How about a hiddur as opposed to mitzvah lachatchila? Very strong to say lachatchila to use it. It's more of a hiddur than anything else.
A hiddur in what? A hiddur in which mitzvah? A hidur means if I'm doing a mitzvah, so I do the mitzvah of the hidur, but the mitzvah of eating matzah is only Leila Pesach. The rest of Pesach, there is no.
Leila Chatzila, to use it, there's implications if you have two matzahs in front of you, regular and shmur matzah. It's better to have the shmur matzah as opposed to the regular matzah. Chatzila is always a term, you know, ex post facto, but yeah, but it's okay.
It's okay. You can't say it's a heather over here. A heather means I'm a heather within a mitzvah. I'm yaitzah the mitzvah. Shalom b'shem Musa like this, and then like this is mitzvah b'shem Musa. Eating matzah the rest of Pesach is not a mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah b'leil ha-seder. You can't say that it's a heather. That's a shaila if it's a kiyum. That's a machloikis and rishonim and achronim whether there's a kiyum. Even though you're not mechuyev to eat matzah, but is there a kiyum on mitzvah if you will eat the matzah? That's a machloikis. Yeah. So the Rambam doesn't say explicitly about that.
The matzah doesn't apply to all matzahs of a definition of matzah in the lo mishumara velo mutar.
So the Rambam quotes this as shmartem es hamatzahs in two different places with two different meanings. In Perikei, the Rambam is not talking about matzah yet. He's talking about the isa chometz. So you're not allowed to eat chometz, das veismendach. Now the Rambam says, lechatchila you should avoid eating any matzah that's not shmura mishas ketzira mechashash chimutz. If you can't avoid it, you can't avoid it. Mitzvah says in Atar Lechal Matzah, there he writes in Allah HaTez, there's a din, asiyas ha-matzah needs asiyah l'shmo. You have to bake it l'shmo. That's only a din of matzah leil ha-seder. There's not a din the rest of Pesach. And then he quotes all these halachas with the tartar d'sasri over the l'shmo. That if I bake the matzah l'shem zevach, l'shem mechalis toder, rikikei nazir, and then lost the chais later on that I don't use it for that purpose. I want to use it for the matzah leil haseder. So felt in lishma. That's not called asiyas on matzah lishma.
Is not matzah shmuri closer to lechem oni than a regular matzah?
Not that. Closer to lechem oni.
Like a lechem oni.
Maybe because the machine matzah doesn't look like the matzah they ate in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim they didn't have any machines. No.
It costs more to make you poorer.
No, it doesn't matter. The Gemara has makes you poorer. No, the Gemara has a havamina. The Torah says lechemayni. So the Gemara says on daf mem. Maybe a person's only yotzei if it's pas hadra. Pas hadra means shenitol kol hadara. It's ugly looking. Lechemayni looks awful. So the Gemara learns that from Pasuk, no, even if it's a beautiful, clean, white matzah, and it doesn't look dirty at all, it looks beautiful, it's very fancy, it's still called lechemani. Lechemani depends on the way it was made. Yeah. The specific halachas that make it lechemani.
Is eating matzah on Pesach like sitting in the sukkah and sukkahs? I mean, sukkah, you don't have to eat. You don't have to eat, but there is a mitzvah of eating, a kima mitzvah of eating every meal in sukkah. What if you don't want?
Right, right. That's the big machlokes. Is there, you're not, the Gemara says you're not obligated to eat matzah after the Laila Harishon. But if you do eat matzah, is there a kiyum or not? So that's a machlokes in the Rishon. Achrayim have it explicitly, and then they showed that if you look in the Rishonim slowly and carefully, it looks like a beferish machlokes. There was some in Europe, there were some communities, but they had the minig that the people would say the bracha al achilas matzah all of Pesach, not just the first night. Just like they say leisha basukah all of sukkahs, all the 6 to 7 days of sukkahs. So too, they would say al achilas matzah all of Pesach. So the stechemed, yeah, all of Pesach. So the stechemed, right? He's not happy about that, but he says he can't say that it's brachal of atal, even though the Balamor says beferish not so. But he thinks that according to other rishonim nishgefela, maybe you should say brachal all of Pesach. We paskin not so. You don't say brachal, but he understands that some hold that it is a mitzvah. You're not mechuyev to, but it's a mitzvah kiyumis, and maybe you can say brachal a mitzvah kiyumis. He has a whole discussion of that type.
And you have to be just as careful to be an kazai is like by achilas matzah.
Right, right. In fact, in the Shulchan Aruch it says you should eat two kazaisim if you can. Should eat two kazaisim of the Afikaiman. So the Maharil says two kazaisim zecher le Korban Pesach, that they used to eat two kazaisim. When they ate Korban Pesach, they used to eat two kazaisim. So the Achrayim asked, where does it say they ate two kazaisim? And the Mishnah it says, if you eat a kazaisim, you eat it. So that's why they say that Maharil, the Tshuvas Maharil, were written by the Maharil himself. But the Droshes Maharil, the regular Sefer that starts Nissan here, Stephen, he tells you all the Piyutim and all the Yitzvahs and the Kinnis and the Slichas, but he gives all of them in Hagi Beis HaKnesses and everything. So that Sefer, Droshes Maharil, that was written by one of the Talmidim. And every so often he wrote the notes for Keret, he wrote backwards. So they say over here that the Mistama, the Talmud, they tell you his name. So they say they think the Talmud must have made a mistake. It doesn't make any sense that the Maharil said you should eat two kizaisim of Afikayim Zechel of Korban Pesach. Who state that they had two kizaisim? So they say he must have said Zechel of Pesach and Zechel of Chagigah. Then on Leil Pesach, they used to eat a kizais of the Chagigah Sarboasa, and then they ate a kizais of the Korban Pesach. Mestama, that's what he meant. Mestama, that's what he meant. So the later, yeah.
So how can you, just opposite, Chagigah you have to eat before, no, they shouldn't eat the Pesach. Why would you leave the Chagigah?
No, so we want to make a zecher to the fact that there are the days of the Beis Hamikdash, they used to have two karbonos. So that's how the Taz and the Magen Avraham, the standard Achrayim say, must be a mistake in the Maharil. The Stama, he must have said, echad zecher lepesach, echad zecher lechagigah. So the later is Svarim right now. The Maharil is just quoting straight from there. There are a lot of things in the Maharil that no one knows what he's talking about. And then you look in the Tshuvas HaGainim, he's quoting straight from the Tshuvas HaGainim, a lot of things straight from the Rambam. So they say, no, this is straight from the Rambam. The Rambam says you have to eat two kizaisim. All the Rishonim understood the Gemara that a Pesach is nechal ala sova. So all the Rishonim understood it one way, that you have to eat the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal. You shouldn't eat the Korban Pesach in the beginning. When you're starving, you should wait till the end, and then only eat the Korban Pesach at the end. And the Rambam learns a different shot. The Korban Pesach, he doesn't write his nechal ala sova. He says you eat Korban Pesach kedei lizboa mimenu. You should eat a bigger shear. No, he says you should eat a bigger shear. Whereas normally achila is because I used to eat, you should eat two kizaisim. That's how the Rambam writes. You should eat two kizaisim. And he says the first kizais is in the beginning of the meal kedei sheyechol Korban Pesach letayoven. And then he says you eat up a whole meal, then you eat the kazais at the end of the meal, kedei lizboa mimenu, like one Tana says, ve'achalta v'savata v'erachta. The Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim in brachas, how much bread do you have to eat in order to have to bench? Machlekes ha'meir rab yudit. So one Tana says, a kazais, ve'achalta, ein achila p'chusim mikazais. The other Tana says, no, it says v'savata. So what does it mean v'savata? Twice achila. You should eat two kazais. So that's what the Rambam writes over here. You should eat Korban Pesach, Kedelis boa mimenu, you should eat two kazaisim of the Korban Pesach. How? So the Rambam gives you the whole Seder. He says, Milchus Chametz Amatzah. He gives you the whole Seder, Bizman Shebe Samigdash Oyekayam. In Perek Ches, Seder Asiyas Mitzvah Seder, Belel Chamishos Akachu. So he says at the beginning of the meal, halacha perkes halacha zayin. He says you eat a kezayis of the chagigas arbaasar, then you eat a kezayis of the korban pesach, then you eat the whole meal. After you finish eating the whole meal, then you eat another kezayis of the korban pesach kedei lizboah himenu.
He writes, you
ate the meal.
So that was must also in the meal.
Yeah, no, Korban Pesach. No, the Rambam quotes the din that you have to eat Korban Pesach a la sova. So whereas Tesis learns a la sova means you should eat the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal when you're ready, when you're not hungry, when you're not starving anymore. The Rambam says not true. You eat the Korban Pesach, the first kezayis, eat in the beginning of the meal when he is hungry, in order that he should eat the Korban Pesach at Teyovin. Yeah. But then he says what the Gemara means, a la sova, doesn't mean a la sova. You should eat two kezayis. Eat an additional kezayis. So that's what the Maril, he just quoted from the Rambam. A lot of things in the Maril like that. The Chazon Ish pointed out there are a lot of Shverim Marils that traditionally everybody thought there must be something wrong there. He just points out it's an often a Rambam, an often a Tshuvas Hagen. The Maril is just quoting from the Rishonim or from the Goyim that he heard.
Maybe there's another part of the sausage. When he baked it, he wanted to eat it in Shmayim of a Laila Echol. He wants to eat it from Seder, it's already the second night, and that is he certainly didn't have in mind to eat the Shnayim and Mushtay Lailis. When he baked it the day before.
So no, let's say he baked it 2 weeks before. He baked it 2 weeks before. No, he baked it a long time ago. That's the kasha they ask against Rashi. That's the kasha. Rashi is quoted by the Rishonim as saying that you're not yetzei matzah unless the matzah was baked after chatzos on erev Pesach. Why? Because the Gemara says in the end of Arvei Pesachim, are you yetzei matzah if you eat the matzah balayla after chatzos, after midnight? There's a dinner korban Pesach that you have to eat it. Here on Kufchav on the base, Korban Pesach has to be eaten before Chatzos, and there's Machlekes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lozim, and Azari whether that din is a din deraisa, a din derabbanan. Rabbi Kiva says a din of Chatzos, but Korban Pesach is only a din mederabbanan. If you'll be permitted to eat the Korban Pesach even after Chatzos, you can eat it up until Alos Hashachar. Alos Hashachar is pitch black outside. So you're going to look outside, it'll look like it's still dark, you'll be eating away from the Korban Pesach. You'll be chayv kares, because if you eat the korban pesach after alos hashach, it is nicer. And one who eats nicer is chayv kares. So kedei lahachik sodom an avere, they said midrabbanan, you're not permitted to eat korban pesach after chatzos. And Rabbi Lozman Azarya learns out from Gzeira Shava ve'ochlus habasa balayla azeh. And the other pasuk says balayla azeh. So he learns out that chatzos is a din deraisa by korban pesach. You have to eat the korban pesach by chatzos. So we pass in chatzos. You have to finish korban pesach by chatzos. How do we pass them? Do we pass them like Rabbi Lozman Azar? Did pass them like Rabbi Kiva? What's the difference? You have to eat it by chatzos. What's a nafkamina? The Gemara says, no, shenei mola nafkamina, big nafkamina. If the chatzos is only a gzeira de rabbanon, shem yovel de achilas noisar, then it doesn't apply to matzah. What great tragedy will happen if he'll eat matzah after chatzos? It'll be pitch black outside, and he'll think that it's still laila, and it'll really be the after alos hashachar. It's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. It's not going to be Chayv Koris. If you eat the Korban Pesach, you have to Alos HaShachar, you Chayv Koris. You're even Aveira here. It's only an Aveira D'Rabbanan to say Brach Levatol on the Matzah. So the
everybody says
the
beginning.
Yeah. Some people. Okay. So I don't know problem.
He overslept.
But even right. Even if he's going to begin to say this so late,
yeah,
that he's not going to get to say the bracha of alachilas matzah till after alos hashachar, the world also won't come to an end. So what shaykh to make a gzeira de rabbanon? So the gemara says if the din of chatzos by the korban pesach is only mid rabbanon, so you have no right to apply it to the matzah. If the din of chatzos is there raisa by the korban pesach, then the gemara says we have a hekish. That just like the zman of korban pesach is ad chatzos alayla, so to the zman of matzah is also ad chatzos alayla. I can't state in the gemara. That's in the gemara. So the Rishonim quote the Tshuvas Rashi. This was the practice of all of the Balei HaTesvus. It wasn't Chassidus Shemais. The Mechaber quotes it. The Torah, all the Rishonim did like this. You're not yaitzei. In fact, in the Sefer HaNayor that his father published a few years ago, he long arichasin about this, that they used to bake the matzah on Erev Pesach in the morning, before Shacharis, in the morning on Erev Pesach. They wouldn't bake it before. No. Erev Pesach in the morning, before they went to Dan and Shachris, they used to bake it. Others have the version that Rashi was medaktek, they baked the matzah after Chatzos on Erev Pesach. And others quote that Rashi was medaktek to bake it on Erev Pesach in the morning, and they would bake it before Shachris. Before Shachris. So what do you gain by that? That's a question. What do you gain? So they quote in the name of Rashi, half of the Rishonim quote like this in the name of Rashi. Just like the Gemara has a hekesh that you cannot be yotzei matzah if you hold chatzos balaylo as a din derais like Rav Blos ben Azari. So you cannot eat matzah after chatzos balaylo because of the hekesh. So too, benegeya to the shchitas ha-pesach, just like shchitas ha-pesach cannot be before chatzos, we pass if you shech the pesach before chatzos is possible. The Gemara has a machlokes whether there was even a Tana who disagreed. The Gemara has a shaila whether was there a Tana who disagreed or not, a Shad Ben Beseira. The two versions whether Ben Beseira in the first Perek and Zochim disagrees. But we don't pass like Ben Beseira anyway. So if you shech the Korban Pesach before Chatzos in the afternoon, for sure it's no good. So Hu Adinami Rashi says if you bake the matzahs before Chatzos in the afternoon, it's no good. So all the Rishonim ask, how can it be? But the Mishnayis talk about it, baked Chalas Toydiri Kikin Laz, they baked it a week before. Weeks before. How can Rashi say such a thing that you're not Yates? It's not against all the Mishnayis. So that's why Mikra Adin, we don't hold from Rashi. So how can Rashi say a thing that's stuck against all the Mishnayis? It's a chapela. So I thought maybe it's mitoich hadchak. I thought maybe you have to say, like Rabitzele Ponevizhe has a famous comment in the Zecha Yitzchak, the two different people. Rabitzele Ponevizhe, Rabitzele Petaburi. Abitzel HaTetaburga was a big Bal Musa. He was a Talmud Rabbi Sosan. Abitzel HaPanavizha was a very different person. He was not. He didn't like Abitzel HaTetaburga. Didn't like Abitzel HaPanavizha. He didn't like him at all. In fact, they he made fun. Abitzel, he was a big Bal Musa, but he couldn't contain himself. He was making fun when they started the Panavizha Yeshiva. Rabbi Gifter likes to tell over this story that he heard it from Rabbi Lezer Shach. I think he heard it from Rabbi Zalman, who heard it from Abitzel Teterburger. Abitzel Teterburger. They used to say, they put an advertisement in the newspaper, they're going to start a yeshiva in Panevej, and anyone who wants to say yeshiva should apply. So they had all kinds of candidates who applied. So came the Marshor, the Yeshua, many people came, and Abitzel Panevej came. So that when the committee interviewed the candidates, so they said, the Marshal, no, he's not bad for Haskalah's Gemara, so we'll give him the Mechina Shia, we'll give him the first Shia. The Yeshua is already a little more, so we'll give him the next Shia. Abitzel HaPanavizha, we're going to give him the top Shia. He was making fun there. Abitzel HaPanavizha is Ki'ilu, he's better than the Marshal and better than the Pnei Yeshua. He was a big Ilui, he was a Goy and Adir. But Tachnish Dov Gigebim with the Talmidim, so Slamaisa, everyone who learned by him was Kemat, everybody was Yotze the Tarbus Ro. Everybody was Yotze the Tarbus Ro. Because he wasn't a Bal Musa, and he was living in the islands, so he was living in the clouds. He was saying Gevaldige Chidushim. Rabbi Rudiman used to tell over the story that they were going to convince him to go learn by Rabbi Tzola, and then at this, one of the Bali Musa told him, you better not go, you also become an Apikoris, and he didn't go. And he said they were all Yotze the Tarbus Ro. They were all later. He met them in America. They were Chalei Shabbos. They weren't Shomei Mitzvah at all later on, because he was such a goy nadir. He didn't. He had no geduld for human beings. They were both great goyim, but a very different personality. So the Zecha Yitzchak Abitzel HaPanavizha has this shtikel Torah. There's a famous Tosis in Kiddushin on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. The Tosis has a quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi. The pasuk says in Sefer Yeshua that by Yochlo Mi'avur Ha'aretz Mi'mokhres HaPesach, when they crossed over the Yarden and they came into Eretz Yisrael in the days of Yishur Benun, so they only ate the Tvua Chadosha in Eretz Yisrael on Chalamayt Pesach Mi'mokhres HaPesach. Why'd they wait till Chalamayt Pesach? So the Gemara says first they brought the Minchas HaOimer, the Korban HaOimer, on the first day Chalamayt, and then it was Mutar to eat Chodesh, because there's a Din Lech LeKol Kam LaSochlu Aretz HaMayim, as they're not allowed to eat the new Tvua until you bring the Minchas Oimer on the first day Chalamot. So they had to bring the Oimer, and then it was Mutar. So Tosis quotes Akasha from Yerushalmi, they weren't allowed to eat anything. They didn't eat any of the Tua Chadosha until they brought the Minchas Oimer. But what if someone got stuck and he wouldn't have anything for Matzah? Why don't you say Yesod Dechaloy Seseh? Why can't you, if you have no choice, why can't you use Matzah Shel Chadosh B'Mokam Mitzvah say Yesod Dechaloy Seseh?
No.
No. Eser dechalaisese is the opposite to mitzvah babavir. When do you apply eser dechalaisese? The opposite. When do you apply eser dechalaisese that you're allowed to violate the avera? When they say that it's a mitzvah babavir, so the Shagasari says, we know the answer. Whenever it's beidna, whenever it's simultaneous, at the time that I'm fulfilling the mitzvah, that's when I'm violating the avera. Then the halacha says that the eser is dechalaisese and there's no avera. It's matter the avera. But at first I'm going to do the avera now. I'm going to steal a lulav and an eser. A chanish can lulav and an eser. I'm going to steal a matzah now, and then a lel pesach I'll eat the matzah. So the avera, first comes the avera, and then the mitzvah comes later. So the mitzvah later cannot undo the avera that was done before. That's called the mitzvah bov avera. But if the avera is simultaneous with the mitzvah, then we apply the other rule that eser is dechalai says. So that's a tesis quote to the kasha from Yerushalmi. Why does the pasuk seem to say that nobody ate matzah shel chodosh? Nobody ate matzah before they brought the minchas omer. What if somebody got stuck, and then they didn't have any other matzah, non chodosh matzah? Whenever you have non chodosh, you don't say yeser dechalos eser. It's efshel lekayim shnei. If you have kosher matzah, so you won't say yeser dechalos eser. But what would be if someone would get stuck? Sounds from the pasuk in Yeshua that nobody ate from the tvur chadosh. The Rishonim asks, why not? Why not apply yeser dechalos eser? Tosis quotes in Rishami has two answers on the kash. So the Achreinim Ayel all ask a kash, what kind of Eser Dechalos Eser? But the Mishnah says on Daf Lamed Hey, going over the whole sugya, that you're only Yotzei Matzah if it's kosher. If it's a treif for Matzah, you're not Yotzei. Nothing to do with Mitzvah Babaveira. The Gemara gives a whole reason. You're only Yotzei if it's Boli Deisa Chomets. But if it's going to have another Iser, then you're not Yetzir. So what's the Havamina that you should... Yeah. So what's the Havamina in Taisus, the name of the Yerushalmi, that you want to use a Matzah Shal Chodosh to be Yetzir the Mitzvah? It's possible. A Matzah Shal Chodosh is possible. A Matzah Macholos Hasuris is a possible Matzah. So what's the Havamina? So Rabbi Tzvi Leponovich writes in his Sefer, Zecha Yitzchak, he wants to suggest a Teretz. So he says, we all know, in yeshivas, we all know that there are really two parts to the mitzvah of matzah. One part to the mitzvah of matzah is that it's achshera de pischo, that it enhances the kiyum of achilas korban pesach. Is it? In fact, there's one opinion in the Gemara. There's one opinion that matzah bisman hazeh, only the rabbanon.
There's no pesach.
Yeah, bisman shein kor, just like mora. Right. So the Gemara quotes one amayra. The Gemara quotes there's one amayra who is of the opinion Rav Yosef. He's of the opinion that matzah bisman hazeh is only the rabbanon. Because when you have no carbon pesach, here's the Gemara and Daf Kuf Tezayin on the base. Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes, they were both of the opinion that matzah bizman is only the rabbanon. It's only a mitzvah deraisa bizman that you have carbon pesach because it's hechsher de pischa. The Gemara Daf Tzadik has such an alashon. Hechsher de pischa. If you don't, that's on Kuf Tezayin on the base. The Gemara has. If matzah bizman is only the rabbanon because there's no carbon pesach. We don't pass them like that. Why? We accept what he said. Avada matzah is hechsher de pischa. Yeah. But in addition to being Echshev de Pischa, it also exists as a mitzvah bifnei atma. So the Meila Rabbi Tzvi Leponovich writes in the Sefer, there are really two kiyumim to matzah. One is b'teres mitzvah bifnei atma, a separate mitzvah to eat matzah. Then there's another thing, if you're eating Korban Pesach and you have a matzah to Yom Yachlu, you have matzah mar together with the Korban Pesach, so that enhances the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. In fact, the Mechilta has a Havamina, the Minchas Chinuch quotes, the Mechilta has a Havamina that if you eat the Korban Pesach, and you didn't have any matzah mar, I have mina that you're not yotzei korban pesach. So kamash malon aposik teaches me that it's not so. That b'diavad you yotzei the mitzvah of korban pesach shalom b'shlei musam. The mitzvah of korban pesach b'shlei musam is al matzah samram tzamit, everything all together. But b'diavad you yotzei al kol potem a mitzvah shalom b'shlei musam. So Rabbi Tzvi suggests that maybe there's a chilek. Maybe when the Mishnah says this requirement on daf lamed hey that a treifa matzah is simply puzzle, that you cannot be yotzei the mitzvah, maybe that's only vis-a-vis, maybe that's only with respect to the din of matzah as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. But maybe b'toras achshere de pischo, there is no pasuk that says that it has to be a kosher matzah. Maybe that's governed with the regular din of esadah ha'loi sesei. So maybe that was Tesis kasha b'shem ha'yushalmi, that if somebody didn't have, if somebody was missing kosher matzah, they didn't have any yoshan matzahs, and the only matzah they can get would be chadosh. True, they wouldn't be able to be yetz in the mitzvah matzah b'fnei atzma, but chadosh eat the matzah, but teres achsheret the pischa, zog eser dechalai sesei, chadosh be mekayim ahal b'mitzvah. So the Yerushalmi answered that it's no good, that you can't, two reasons why. You can't apply You can't apply Eser Derech Alo Eser in this case. But that's the famous comment that he makes, that maybe they're two different deals. In fact, so it could be...
Rashi also.
Huh?
Rashi.
It could be that maybe that's what Rashi meant. What do you mean that you have a hekesh between
Pesach,
the Korban Pesach and the Matzah? What has Pesach got to do with Matzah? Matzah is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, Pesach is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. So maybe Rashi understood in the Gemara, why do you have to eat the Matzah before Chatzos? What does Matzah got to do with Pesach? So maybe the Gemara goofed it. Maybe the Gemara meant to say, you have to eat the matzah of Hechshere de Pischa.
But that's once you have Korban Pesach, it's Shai Hechshere de Mitzvah, but now you don't have it.
So maybe Bizman Hazeh, we eat the Koirach, and we eat the Afikoyim, and it's all Zechele Korban Pesach.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what the Gemara means. That matzah is that the matzah that we eat Bizman Hazeh is a mitzvah of matzah, that taki can eat after Chatzos. It wouldn't even be a brochel of Atolah. There's no din of Chatzos, Mecha Teisah. Maybe the Gemara only meant to say that matzah b'teres hachshere the pischa, that has to be eaten before chatzah. If you hold that korban pesach as a din deraisa, you have to eat it before chatzah. So the matzah b'zman hazeh, that zecher to the hachshere the pischa, maybe that also has to be before chatzah. Maybe that's what it means. So maybe that's what Rashi meant about baking it in the afternoon on Erev Pesach. You can't say that Rashi had forgotten all the Gemaras. How can he say it's against all the Mishnayos? Steak beferish all over the place. You can bake the matzahs weeks before.
What
they have the same thing.
Matzah
Yishan.
Right.
Yeah, that's even more.
Right. All the Bali Atesis were medactic to bake the matzahs on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. So how can it be? What were they machmeh for? Steak beferish that it's good without it. So maybe that's what they understood. I don't know, I'm sapella. Maybe they held avad and avad, the mitzvah of matzah b'fnei atzmo has nothing to do with Korban Pesach. Who says you don't have to bake it in the afternoon and you don't have to eat it before chatzos halayla? That's a mitzvah matzah. It's a separate mitzvah. Maybe what they were worried about was the mitzvah matzah b'teres hachshere de pischa. And even though Bizman said we have no Korban Pesach, but we eat zecher le Korban Pesach. We eat afikoyim and zecher le Pesach and so on. So maybe that's what they were worried about, that that's hukash to the Korban Pesach. So that Rashi held, just like the Gemara said, that Chatzos HaLayla of Korban Pesach carries over to that matzah. So Rashi held that the Chatzos HaYoyim, that it has to be baked in the afternoon, just like the Korban Pesach has to be prepared dafke after Chatzos. So that matzah has to be baked after Chatzos. But to say that you're not yet to anything if the matzah was baked before, that's impossible. That's against all the Mishnayos. Rashi has to be masking. Maybe he only meant to say, like Abitzel Peta, like Abitzel Panavisha said. Two different dinim matzah. For the one din you need, that it should be hukash l'korban pesach. For the other din, perhaps he's masking that you don't need. In fact, there's a questionable statement in the Sefer Achinuch. Sefer Achinuch writes on Parshas Bahaloisko, when he writes the dinim of Pesach Sheni. So on Pesach Sheni, whoever didn't bring Pesach Rishon has to bring Pesach Sheni. So what do you do on Pesach Sheni? So there's no Iser Bal Yeror, and there's no Iser eating Chomets,
yeah.
There's no Mitzvah Matzah, there's only Korban Pesach with the Hechsher with the Pischa. Al Matzah Sam Ram Yachlu is the Hechsher with the Pischa. So the Sefer Achinuch writes that Matzah that you eat on Pesach, those who didn't bring Pesach Rishon, who bring Pesach Sheni, and have to eat Matzah Mar together with the Pesach Sheni, that Matzah has to be Shmura Matzah. Who states that it has to be Shmura Matzah? It has to be made with Shmura Matzah. We usually assume that the whole idea of Shmura Matzah, we usually assume not like the Rambam. Shmura all the 8 days of Pesach, Shema Mechimis, we usually assume differently. Shmura means Asiyah L'Shmo. And you can argue the point and say, you only need Asiyah L'Shmo for the mitzvah of Matzah HaNacheles B'fnei Atzmo. But for the Matzah which is Nacheles B'teres Hachshere D'Fischo, maybe B'chlal there's no din of Shmura Matzah on that. So on Pesach Sheni, that's all you have. On Pesach Rishon, on regular Pesach, you have the double kiyum. You have the mitzvah matzah, you have the mitzvah hechsher matzah as hechsher the pisla. On Pesach Sheni, there is no mitzvah b'fnei atzma matzah. There's only the mitzvah hechsher the pisla. So one could argue the point in Dingzach with the Sefer Achinuch that really doesn't have a mocker. There's no mocker in the Gemara. You could argue the point that's with some Dingzach. And they kind of know that perhaps the whole din of Shmura is only a din when you're eating matzah b'teres mitzvah b'fnei atzma. But if the matzah is eaten as a hechsher de pischa, you don't need, who says you need shmur? You don't need lishma. What do you mean lishma? For what mitzvah? It's not a mitzvah. It's just
a hechsher.
It's just a hechsher of the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is beautiful. The Korban Pesach is lishma. There's talk that the matzah that's hechsher de pischa also has to be nasa lishma. Okay, let's hope. Maybe by next week we'll be zeicher to have a korban pesach. We'll be kosher to all the shaylos. Chag kosher v'sameach. Hagut niyantu, hagut niyantu. More shaylos? Nah, less shaylos. Hagut niyantu. You going to Eretz Yisrael?
No,
after place. Okay. Hagut niyantu.